I miss him, dude.
I'm good with a little war.
I always hear war criminal, and I'm like, you know, it's like, what exactly does that entail?
I think that entails
the drone coming up with the drone program and just fucking.
No, not the drone program necessarily, but yes, I mean bombing like weddings and shit with robots. Yeah, that's a pretty bad crime. But like,
what's a weird? That's not like a battle.
Lying about anthrax, like WMDs in Iraq.
That's a war criminal.
Like clearly fabricating that to start a war in Iraq.
True that. That's war criminal status. But it's also like, you know, you hear about like the Revolutionary War and Civil War, and it's like Battle of the Bulge, and it was like they got up on a hill, and they're like, all right, we're going to have war down. And now it's just like, is that a battle technically? When like a robot comes up and just fucking blasts a wedding, and it's just like, like
blast a wedding, dude.
Battle of
the fucking... battle of fucking the Green Eyes wedding, dude.
In the middle, they like just catch it on the electric slide, like, damn, this song's fucking sick. And it's like,
damn, I wonder how many of those started with, like, because I was just at a wedding. Like, you know that moment where everyone's like, come dance. Come fucking dance. Like, I don't, every time I dance, it sucks. And they're like, no, come on. And then you, while you're walking out, everyone's like, yeah. Boom, robot.
And then you're just, like, picking up your wife and her face like is her gone.
Like, Allah, Allah, Allah. Yeah, that's a tough life. That's a tough thing. That's you ever see, like, I've seen a couple wedding videos where the floor collapses.
It's pretty funny.
Like a bunch of fucking Indians are just packed into a fucking dance floor.
And they literally
so hard that the floor fucking collapses.
I wonder if there's a saying. I wonder if there's a saying in India about like not bringing tearing the roof down, dude. They're just tearing down the floor, dude.
Just bust through the floor. Yeah, I was at a wedding this weekend. It was
how was it?
It was magical.
Was it good?
It was so magical.
So it's nice being at a wedding. Well, obviously being at a wedding and not being married, but it's tight being a guest, especially when you just meet a girl.
Yeah, when I brought
when it's fresh, when you it's tight.
Brought a new bitch to the wedding.
That's always nice.
Showed off my new bitch, released it on Instagram.
Exactly.
Said, behold the bitch.
Exactly.
Now I'm done with the baby girl shit.
Yeah.
Now that we're starting to get close enough that now I don't like her anymore.
Yeah. You're starting to push her away. That's a sick move.
No, I'm gay for it. But the wedding was pretty nice.
Yeah.
I got fucked up. My dad got fucked up. That was funny.
That's
my dad
fun.
Got fucking shit-faced. He took shots last night. Dude, geezers do not do well with shots.
Not at all.
My sister, Katie, showed her ass. She got fucked up.
Did she really?
Not literally, but you know.
No, I know, I know that.
She showed her ass.
Did she really?
Yeah. And my family does the same thing. Like, if we all try to point fingers at everyone else for being the most drunk, which is really funny because everybody gets blacked out. Yeah. And then, like, right when we all saw each other in the lobby, it was like, damn, how are you feeling?
Oh,
it's like, I'm good.
God.
How the fuck are you? I'm fine.
I'm fine, man. I'm not even drunk.
Like, I thought you would be real bad. Are you okay? And then my sister was like, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, yeah, you're probably drunk. You're probably still drunk because you were shit-faced.
That's the most She's Irish
like, Why are you
shit
trying to make me feel
dude.
Bad?
That's
Why?
So fucking funny.
That's how we all handle feeling bad.
It's like
you look at someone else and be like, you got it worse than me right now.
You're feeling pretty. You're pretty relaxed, aren't you? You're pretty juiced up. It's like, oh, I only had a couple.
No, yeah. Why don't you slow down? You had a couple drinks.
Oh my god,
people
dude.
Get so mad. Yeah, the girl I brought though, BBG, dude.
Had a fun time.
Yeah, it was
tearing
nice.
Up the dance floor.
BBG was dancing. She's a good dancer.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, fucking twerk for my dad right now.
Did
She's
really?
Out there fucking twerking that fucking fat old ass. Dude.
That's also like, dude, that's a. I mean, that's a girl coming into, like, a foreign family. That's you want to talk about fucking war, dude. You're a foreign chick, and you have to hit the scene of the family. You instantly have to dominate and just try to fucking...
She did great. I was thinking, like, because I would have been nervous as fuck. And I think it's clearly, I think it's very different for men than women when it comes to visiting the family.
Definitely.
Because, like, men, you got to show up and be like, I'm a very caring, professional man. I have shit in order. Like, a girl can just show up and be like, I'm fun.
Yep.
Everyone's like, that's great. You're happy. Don't talk back.
No, it's also like.
And also, they respect talking back. She started running her yap a little bit, and everyone was like, nice. Yeah, fuck Shane. Shane's
true.
A fucking idiot.
Yeah. That's, anytime I introduce, like, a girl to my uncles, they're like, what are you doing with this fucking loser?
Yeah,
this fucking dork.
That's what I told her. I was like, as soon as we get there, first off, everyone's going to get drunk on Friday, and then everyone will start making fun of me.
Yeah, it's like. This is the best you can do?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like, what the fuck are you doing with this guy?
Yeah, man. What I'm talking about is not necessarily your date or anyone's dates, but there's like when there's a new chick on the scene, the girls who are already embedded into this family kind of get like...
Yeah,
and then
they
like,
do.
They get kind of like...
Yeah, baby ladies, dude. Especially
exactly.
With a BB girl coming through.
That's what I'm saying. Ooh. So at a wedding, it's kind of like they'll get into this thing of like who's... not part of the, like, you're not even part of this family. And yeah. It's just like, dude, I'm telling you, that it's like a whole other thing.
I wonder if dudes, if I would do that, I wouldn't do that. I don't think I would give a fuck.
No. You're just like, who's this guy? And it's like, oh, that's my cousin.
Every time my sister is bringing home a boyfriend, I'm always like, this guy's great.
Yeah. That's what up, dude? There was one guy, none of our, we didn't really like. There was one dude that came through, was dating my sister.
I liked all of them. Even if they were complete fucking dildos.
My sister was in high school, and he was like 4 years old. He was a little old. Little bit old, dude. And
I was always kind of like... You have younger sisters.
Yeah.
I have two older sisters by like 7 years.
You got two sister bullies,
too. So I would get new boy. I would get new brothers. I'd get new big brothers.
Yes. You guys are awesome. You guys are so cool. Please don't leave my sister, dude.
Like, dude, you're my best friend now. But yeah, it was good. It was fun. We were supposed to go... I was going to take... baby girl to the it's so ridiculous. My dad walked in and she was sitting on the couch. He just walked in and he was like, baby girl. It was really funny. Yeah, but
did your dad listen to the cast?
No, but he knows
the spiel
that Katie does. Okay, so she, everybody was, yeah, I was getting made fun of for that as well, which I was like, that's the fucking joke.
Oh, it's so funny. Oh, they thought you were being like...
I know it's corny to call her baby girl.
What's up, baby girl?
Yeah.
Oh, they were like, God.
Does he actually call you that? What a fucking loser. I was like, I'm not a loser, Mom. But we were supposed to go to the dirt track on Friday at Williams Grove. Nice. The Speedway by my house.
With the fucking... what is that? It's not... what's that called? Just
sprint cars, I think?
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Nice.
The ones with like the... they look cage, the little tiny ones with the roof.
Go-karts.
Yeah.
White trash Formula One, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it is. The night before we were supposed to go, a dude died. He fucking took his white trash go-kart into the wall, and they shut down the race for the weekend.
What?
Yeah, which would have been sick to have brought her to our first race. Witness and watch a guy death? Fucking die. And just me be like, yeah, welcome to where I live.
Holy fuck,
it's life
dude.
And death out here every day.
It's life and death on the dirt track.
Some dude named Bud drove into the wall and died.
He died?
Yeah.
The memorial service for that has to be absolutely hilarious.
It has to be the littest shit in the world, dude. Fuck. Yeah. So at this wedding, I was hesitant to put it on blast, but whatever. Her side of the family's actors, like pretty prominent actors from LA. And
nice.
So yeah, it is cool until they have to fucking give speeches at the wedding.
Jesus Christ.
And it was every single one of these motherfuckers gave 10-minute
talent show. Ugh.
The fucking mom and dad did a fucking... Damn, this is fucked up. I hope they don't listen to it, but whatever.
Yeah.
This is how I felt.
Yeah.
They did like a performance. The mom and dad did like a written back and forth performance. Like, love is... And then somebody else would say something and be like...
Like the Blue Man Group?
It was crazy. It was crazy. And then this other guy who was like... everybody was like excited to see this guy. He was like... an extra. Like, he's like a very minor character in a lot of pretty big movies, but it's like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
He goes up and gives a speech. He's just friends with the mom. He goes up and is like, this is how I feel. Like, he gave like a long, he's like, guys, love.
No one's worse than actors, dude.
Yeah, actors are gay as fuck.
He probably went up and was like, your guy's bond reminds me of the bond of me and Shia LaBeouf when I was an extra on Transformers.
He had a couple of those. Did he really? A couple of these, like, well, this is a play I was directing. And this
my God, dude. There's nothing more insufferable, dude.
While he's giving this speech, the groom's side of the family is like my parents' friends. And they're all just drunk, like animals. So, like, I was like, I got to find Phil for this. I went and found my dad, and he was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, what do you think of this? He's like, come on. Come on. Like, hurry it up.
Yeah, dude. Whenever, my side of the family doesn't like that shit, dude, at all.
No. And I hated it. Like, seeing, it's like, dude, you're fucking old. Like, don't make this about yourself right now.
No, it's fucking horrible.
So then the mom and dad, after they give their speeches before everyone, like, eats and shit.
Yeah.
They came back up later. I'm like, there was a couple things we talked about it that we wanted to discuss again.
Yeah.
And fucking spoke again.
Ugh.
I was like, this is the fucking craziest shit I've ever seen.
I saw an Italian... I was at a wedding where an Italian dad, like, Frank Sinatra'd for his daughter. He's like, I'm going to do a song. Which is like... And it's like, you old fucking guinea. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
It was the worst.
It's insufferable. When people do that shit.
Brittany's, I was in Chicago with Brittany's family, and they, like, serenaded. It was, like, their dad's birthday, and they, like, did, like, a gospel rap. Her cousins did, like, a gospel rap for their dad,
Chance
dude.
The Rapper.
I was just like, what the fuck is this? That was bizarre to me. I was just, it was, like, they all sang and serenaded each other, and I was just sitting there just like, oh my God, this is insane, dude. This is crazy. It's like, is this what you guys are up to?
Yeah, I bet.
It's like, I place my love in a G-O-D. I love my D-A-D, dude. I was just kind of like,
damn, that was definitely a real lyric, wasn't it? Do you remember
it that? Was something like that. I'm just freestyling, dude.
You're freestyling
I'm
right now?
I'm spitting off dumb, dude. But that was something like that. We got to thank the man above. He always shows us love.
He shows us love. We got to thank the man above.
But yeah, that was, I remember just being like, damn, people's families like sing to each other and shit. I was like, we pretty much just tear each other's confidence down at all times.